How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome to the 19th hole presented by Golf Talk Live. I am Alan Depew. This is our Thursday show, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Christian Nazamas.
Gentlemen, how are you?
And Andrew Depew.
How are we doing?
Amazing. We are recording this in advance, so we're going to just get right to it because we have a lot of things to chat about. Christian, breaking news out of Florida. What do you got?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, obviously. Obviously, the world today in golf heard about Tiger Woods, underwent his fifth back surgery, was feeling some, you know, pressure in his lower back again at the PNC. He really kind of went in there to remove a pressurized disc fragment that was pinching one of his nerves. So obviously we hope for Tiger to have a speedy recovery, but this plays a big factor moving forward. You know, there's a lot of questions on the table now, whether or not Tiger can make, you know, Augusta is a really big question right now. That's the first tournament that's really kind of sparking everybody's interest. So we hope Tiger gets a speedy recovery, and we hope that nothing is too severe. But from the reports that are already being made right now, that it looks like he's supposed to make a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I actually saw a note. I think it was a tweet indirectly from Nota Begay that he had tweeted Tiger. It was actually already home. It was a microscopic surgery, so it wasn't as invasive as some of the other procedures that he's had done. But it is still back surgery either way. You put it over weight, you want to slice it up and talk about it. I mean, but Nota's comment was that he was actually already on the golf course. So wasn't ripping drivers, but he was certainly out on the golf course.
Yeah, and he is expected to actually be at the Genesis Open. Not playing, obviously, but he is expected to be there and rooting the guys on and being a big part of that tournament as well. So that'll be nice to see him, and I'm sure there'll be questions asked moving forward about his back, the long-term, short-term procedures moving forward and stuff like that. So,
okay. Andrew, any thoughts on it?
Well, you guys were just going on and on, so I didn't want to stop you guys. You guys kind of took all the wind out of myself.
Alan and I get going, we can go all night. Alan and I can go all night talking.
Well, listen, I mean, I'll put my 2 cents in. My 2 cents are, Tiger's had so many injuries at this point, it's almost seems like just another one. Hopefully, he's able to still compete. Hopefully, his recovery that we've seen over the last few years is not going to be hindered, because obviously it's been great for the game to have him back. But we got to be honest with ourselves. I mean, the guy's getting older. Let's face it. We also has had more injuries now that with the newest back injury. So it's just a matter of time before Tiger's just not going to be able to do it. So I hope that he doesn't have that problem. But, you know, as somebody, you know, as like us who have to be in the media to report stuff like this to our viewers and to our fans, it's something that's obviously necessary to talk about. And, you know, there you go.
Well, let me ask you a question. Like, do you guys think that he'll come back to one Augusta? You think he'll be at Augusta this year?
Yes.
If he's already hitting balls,
if he's physically able to do it, yes, without question.
Okay. I agree. But that's going to be the biggest question being asked right now, is whether or not he continues to have discomfort in his back. It's been going on now for the last few years. A tournament here and there, if he doesn't play well, it seems to be like he always blames the back. Unfortunately, I mean, I hope his back can hold up.
I mean, the dude's had spinal fusion surgery. I mean,
I agree.
I think anybody at his age is having back soreness. I have back soreness when I wake up and roll out of bed in the morning sometimes.
I'll say it again. I mean, Charlie's the one that shouldn't be having the back pain after carrying him at the PNC.
All right, the kid obviously played well. Let's not get aggressive. He's still Tiger Woods. Okay.
I know. You gotta love TW. You want him healthy, because you want to see him at Augusta. You love the roars on Sunday. So get healthy, Tiger. Thinking about you. And you know what else I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about Bella Vista Golf Club, because I'm gonna probably be teeing it up there again this week. And we're gonna take a step away just for a moment. Word from them. When we come back, we're immediately gonna jump into the American Express, because going to be the California swing has begun.
Conveniently located in Harleysville, just off the Lansdale exit of the Northeast Extension, the player-friendly Mainland Golf Course offers excellent playing conditions at affordable rates. It is a perfect host site for your next corporate outing. And after each round, the golf experience at Mainland Golf Course can be enhanced by visiting the Mainland Grill, serving lunch and dinner daily. For more information, go to mainlandgolf.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Bella Vista Golf Course in Gilbertsville and Morgan Hill in Easton.
All right, guys, and we're back. La Quinta, California sunshine, as if they didn't have enough sunshine in Hawaii. A little bit different. No fans. Only two courses in the rotation this year. The Nicholas course and the Dye course, which is the stadium course, the more famous course. So, interesting question is, everybody goes low here. I mean, it's only another 7,200-yard track, I think is what it's averaged. Average winning score the last 5 years has been like 24 under. Andrew Landry winning it last year. What's going to be really interesting is, to me, and you guys play okay. I mean, but it's what's interesting about it is the Nicholas course has got just underwent a renovation. They got 8,000 square foot greens. The stadium course has got 5,000. So it's going to be this, and the stadium course has got the last two rounds. So it's interesting. Big green, small greens is going to favor one player, not favor some other player. What do you think, Christian?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think this is a stacked field. I'm ecstatic for it. I'm looking forward to it. You got a bunch of the top players in the world that are coming over here to play, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be a shootout. I think we could even see a playoff this week coming up. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a lot of great shots, a lot of great putts and stuff like that that are being made. And I know we're going to be getting to picks here in a little bit, but again, it's going to be two tough golf courses, and I know they're 7,200 yards, but these guys right now are making them like they're 6,800 yards with how far they're hitting the ball, you know? So it's going to be a lot of fun, and you have two of the best in the game to design golf courses in Nicholas and Pete Dye. So it's going to be a shootout, and I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to say the low 65 go over to the stadium course on the weekend. I mean,
hey, you never know what's going to happen come Sunday though.
Who do you think is there? What kind of player?
I think you're going to still see the guys that have been dominating the game recently. I don't think that at this point of golf that anybody is able, like the guys that are winning on tour, it seems, are all about the same breed. Like, yes, they're all solid all the way through, but they hit the ball long, they hit the ball straight, and they make a lot of birdies. And if you can't do that on the PGA Tour, then you're going to have a rough week. And I think it's going to be somebody who can hit the ball long. I actually was really upset to see Jon Rahm, and I know we're going to cover it here in a little bit, but
well, go ahead.
Take control. Jon Rahm, obviously withdrawing. I thought he would have been a perfect candidate for this week. He hits the ball long enough. He's a solid enough putter, makes a lot of birdies. But, you know, again, it's just a matter of who gets hot on any given week. So they didn't really specify. I mean, they kind of alluded to possibly something in the health issues, but – you know, obviously we don't have an official announcement, so don't want to, you know, go too down that rabbit hole. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's unfortunate to see nonetheless.
Yeah, obviously we don't want to see Jon Rahm. Obviously, if it is a health concern, we wish him the best and a speedy recovery moving forward. Obviously, if he is, you know, unhealthy in any way, shape, or form, it's obviously a big reason for this tournament too, because he's number two player in the world. And whenever you have a top five player in the world that withdraws from a tournament that brings in a lot of viewership, it's going to be a big deal. You know, but on the side note, as I mentioned, this field's stacked. I mean, you got a lot of young talent in this field. You got a lot of top players in the world, and it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You got your boy in the field too, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, I got my boy in the field this week. He's not
he's
my
got, and he is, he, and he's got, he just like, you know, my putting has obviously got to get better because quite frankly, I mean, he's not making Augusta at this point. So you're going to put a bet on it, Andrew, he's got to play well.
Do you notice how Christian looked a little more excited this week? He's like, oh, Ricky's playing.
Hey, I'll
he's
say
just
this
trying to match his wardrobe and pants for his weekend round himself. Or, you
know, those baby I will blue say this pants that he wears. Hey. All right, I'll say this. When it comes to Ricky, I think Ricky needs to be more aggressive than normal going into these next few months because – right now on his calendar, he better have Augusta circled, because right now he's not in. And unless he starts playing well in these next few weeks and upcoming months, he's not going to make it there. So I think he needs to be aggressive. He needs to attack pins. And I think he just needs to put his foot on the gas right now and just go full force.
Do you think that his lack of making putts, though, is going to, like, I mean, he switched his putter. I know we've talked about this before, but I mean, he switched his putter. He's literally done pretty much everything that the guy can do. I hate to say that it's getting to this point, but I mean, it's almost getting to the Jordan mentality and of like, he just can't get it done. I mean,
yeah, I think it's all mental for him, obviously. And I think the same thing is going on with Jordan right now, unfortunately. I think that if he does start seeing a lot of putt being rolled in, if it's this week or next week and moving forward, I think he can take a lot of positives from that. And I do think that he could, you know, possibly make a run. I'm not saying he's going to win, but I'd love to see Ricky back up there. I think as well as many other golfers would love to see Ricky back up there just because of how big of a face he is for the golf game itself. So I'd love to see him back up there, but putting is going to be a big thing for him.
So is that who you're going with? Is that your pick?
Ricky's not my pick. Ricky's not my pick this week.
Who's going to get it done this week? Mr. I won the tournament. I got 2 weeks ago and then missed the cut.
Well, I was going back and forth actually between two different players, both young. And I think both of them have very bright futures on tour. My first pick is Matt Wolf. I think Matt Wolf's going to be a solid pick this week.
We have multiple picks. We have a contest going.
That's my first pick. I'm just saying. My pick. I'm locking it in.
Filet mignon when you're buying.
Hey, I'm just saying. Matthew Wolf is my pick. But there's so many guys that you can pick this week. And I just think Matt Wolf is going to get it done because he hits the ball far. And he hits the ball consistently in the fairway. His wedge game has really improved the last 8 months of his career. And I think being in contention in that major last year, I think really helped him.
Matthew Wolf. Got it. All right.
Matthew Wolf, I hope he gets it done. And his short game is phenomenal, too, on top of it. So, and when he starts rolling that rock pretty well, he's very tough to beat.
Okay. Andrew, do you want
to try?
So, I'm going to put it out here, and it's for a weirder reason. I'm going to go with Brooks Koepka. He's in the field, former world number one, obviously phenomenal player. Now, it's, you know, due to injuries and stuff, you know, number 54 based off of the article I've got it pulled up even on the power rankings for this week in world golf ranking in the golf week rankings. He's never played the event. So I obviously don't have anything to work off of on that front, but it's Brooks Koepka. I mean, the dude just knows how to flat out win. I mean, there's no other, when he's on, I don't care if it's even DJ, like nobody's beating him. He's just that good. So
he knows how to win majors.
Ooh. I mean, at least he wins events. Ricky hasn't made a cut.
You have to wait up until that, even if it's DJ, because I think Toad.
I disagree with that statement.
I think if they're both playing well, DJ is is ahead above the best players out there right now.
You make the argument that DJ was playing just as well, if not around the same, at least in the same like ballpark as what he is now when Brooks was dominating and winning every single major. So where's your argument? That argument's invalid in my mind. Like Brooks is a phenomenal player, phenomenal major.
I'm not saying he's not a phenomenal player. But if you're taking DJ and Brooks and you're coming down 18 and you need a birdie to win, I'm taking DJ 9 out of 10 times. Easy.
Not a
hands
shot.
Down.
Not a, not
I think
a chance.
So. I
not
think
a,
hands
not
down.
A snowball
I think DJ,
chance in hell.
I think if you're putting them both in their prime at a perfect moment in golf, I think
they
DJ not only goes past Brooks, I think he goes past Brooks by a landslide. DJ has separated himself from Jon Rahm as
DJ's
the number two player
putting
in the world
is
by
more,
so far.
DJ's putting is so inconsistent. It's either hot as hot can be or colder than the other
but
side of
the
pillow.
Last 6-7 months of his career, who's touched DJ? No one.
DJ's hit it to a foot. I could make a putt from a foot.
Okay, that's the point, though. Where's Brooks been the last 6 months?
Hold on a second. I need to get this word in. Brooks Koepka is by far one of the most clutch putters when it comes down to putting in recent history. And you can't even argue that because that man has walked down 18 on multiple majors, draining putts, needing to make putts to win championships. And he has done it. DJ, with all due respect, DJ has been hot for a few tournaments, been up at the top of the leaderboard, already kind of had a working, you know, lead going into the FedEx Cup in the final week. The dude played phenomenal at the Masters. Don't take anything away. But his ability to win the Masters, we've had this argument before, his ability to win the Masters in the fall when the course is completely different doesn't you watch in the spring. I guarantee you DJ does not have nearly as
high. I've already told you he's going to repeat, but that's beside the fact. Actually point to his performance in Boston is where he is so far ahead of everybody to go 30 under. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you can argue this back and forth.
Like we just said, it's 6,800 yards for most of these guys because they hit the ball so far. So what – I mean, it's chip and putt for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, but you could also argue this back and forth for hours.
Can I now tell you who's going to win this week?
I would love to hear your
in the desert
phenomenal pick.
I have names, but I will give you some names. First of all,
Chris, don't pick Ricky. All right.
Nah, trust me.
You don't have names. You have a name, and I want.
I'll get to it. I'll get the Matthew Wolf. I can support that one. He was on my short list. Brendan Steele, short list. A lot of people I'm reading, talking to. Patrick Cantlay is getting a lot of talk, you know.
Cantlay, but okay.
But I'm going to tell you who's going to win right now.
I'm
Hadwin.
I'm wait, what?
Adam Hadwin.
You're gonna try to make an argument for DJ when you're putting out Adam Hadwin as your top pick with some of this field.
Yeah, because let me tell you why. Because see,
I did some research.
See, Andrew, it's a resortist kind of golf course. It's all about going low. And Adam's last four starts there, four top tens, has not missed a cut. And matter of fact, in the top ten the last four times since 2016, T3, T2, T6, T2. I believe two T2s. Adam Hadwin.
Because clearly tells me that he's just good enough to make it to the top 10, but he has not won it. So we'll let you have your pick.
I'm pretty sure Adam Hadwin's in the 59 club.
He can be in the 59 club. 59 and an 89 don't really add up to that great of a score. Yeah. He's had a great record, but records are not always the greatest of situations. Ricky was top five in every single major in the following year.
End of the year.
All right.
I also like I think Cameron Champ can make a big statement this weekend too. You're talking about a kid who wants to hit it far. I mean, that kid demolishes the ball. He's equal to longer than Bryson.
I'll tell you what. You know who else is in the field? Kevin Na isn't.
I'll tell you what. If you win a tournament on the PGA Tour, I don't care if you win a major. I don't care if you win a normal tournament on any other week. It takes one tournament for a player to pop off. And yep. I could easily see Kevin Na, and after his post-game interview last week, he said that he's in a great spot right now mentally. He's in a great spot mentally at home. He has a great relationship going on right now with all of his family and friends. He's just in a perfect situation right now. I could see Kevin Na making a big statement this week as well because he loves playing on the West Coast.
And one of the things that he uses?
Is what?
Putting aids? I'm going to take a guess. Okay. There we go.
The putting art used by Kevin Na. In fact, we're going to chat in just a moment with Dave Hamilton of the putting art, over in the putting corner, talking about Kevin Na. We may also talk about Ben Hogan. Isn't that an interesting combination?
Got him on your wall.
I do.
And now it's time for our monthly feature, the putting corner.
Pauling, this calls for the old Billy Baru. This is a biggie. Hold me down, Billy. Damn!
The putting corner, where golfers learn that some players drive for show, but the winners putt for dough.
And we are back in the putting corner with our friend Dave Hamilton. Dave, welcome back to Golf Talk Live.
Well, thank you. Good to be back, Alan.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were chatting just a little bit off air. A lot of things going on down there in Mississippi where you're based at over Old Waverly. And some things happen out in Hawaii, in fact. Tell the folks who happens to use the putting arc.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good list. It goes back to when it first came out back in like 2002 or 2003. And there are probably 1,500 names on that list. And Kevin Na was was on there fairly early. I remember meeting him down in Jackson probably 15 years ago, and he was just out of high school and didn't go to college, turned pro right away. And he's on, you know, the story was his dad didn't want him to have a putting arc, and he wanted one, so we ended up getting him a wooden putting arc. And he's gone on. That was his fifth win at Hawaii, and he's just really had a good career, and he's a neat kid to watch. He's just not a kid. He's 38 now or something like that. But it's just a very interesting story to watch him play and what he does. He's been a good putter almost all the time there, and it's a good story and a good success story.
It is hard to believe how long he's actually been out there. You think about it, and he was I can still remember him in a playoff with Mark Calcavecchia. I mean, there's a name that hasn't played out on the big circuit in a number of years, but he is truly playing well, and I'm sure he probably still has his putting arc probably somewhere in his repertoire.
Yeah, you never know 15 years later if they still use it or not, but you can look at their putting stroke and tell if they're doing what they did, you know, supposed to do, or if they changed or been to see somebody else or something. And some of the best putters on the tour, and men and women, have had putting arcs since they were kids. And one of the top players in the LPGA got ordered it off the internet when she was 15 years old and gone on to a pretty amazing career. So it helps if you get it and use it. You got to use it every day a little bit to make it work.
Isn't that like most things in golf?
Yeah, sure.
But you even have some other things going on for the up and coming players. You're sponsoring a couple of tours again this year.
Yeah, last year we sponsored the Maple Leaf Junior Tour and the Southeast Junior Golf Tour, and we're going to do that again this year. We'll give a putting arc to the winners, and they give out some little postcards at each tournament, and it's gone over real well. A lot of times we'll post the pictures of the winners on the wire the next week after they win, and it's been well received by the kids on the tour, and it worked well for us. We've had, you know, it helped our business, I think. So it's a good thing to get them exposed to a good putting stroke and good theory at a young age, so they know what they're doing the rest of their life.
Right, and as an advocate of junior golf, I applaud and appreciate your support of junior golf anywhere. We were always looking for people to help sponsor, and I'm glad to hear that you're continuing that relationship with these two great tours. But the other thing I wanted to bring up to you is your wealth of information in the golf industry, not just putting. Your information even extends. You have another book coming out, don't you, sir?
Yeah, we're hoping to have it out next week. It's sort of a continuation of Vijay Trolley and I wrote the final missing piece of Ben Hogan's Secret Puzzle about in 2007, and this was a sort of a revision of it with some new things that I personally wrote this book, and I thought some stuff on the Golf Channel that made me think about my swing, and I started working on a few things and started playing fairly well, and I just got applying it to what Hogan did, and I really think, you know, what I learned to do is what he was doing. And this is something that nobody's ever, I've never seen, read about or seen it. And it's a move that he makes starting a downswing that I think gives him the accuracy that he's had and what made him what he was. And so it'd be fairly interesting. There are a lot of good stories in there about Palmer and about different players. And I think it'd be, I'm not a golf instructor, so I'm just saying, look, this worked for me. It may not work for you, but try it. And if it doesn't, I hope they enjoy the stories in the book and the interesting stuff. So it'll be a fairly small book, be fairly economical, and we're going to sell it like we did the Secret Puzzle through the putting arc. So it's sort of all tied together.
I tell you what, we were talking before we hopped on air together that you had shared a few of the pages with me, and I was reading with intently because I'm a huge Hogan fan. In fact, my son, Andrew, who is our co-host on the podcast, is middle name is Hogan. That's how much of a fan I am. And I found myself last night in my home office trying to do some of the drills that you allude to in the pages. So I think for anyone that is a fan of Hogan and wanting to improve, this is something to look forward to.
Well, I grew up my head pro with a big Hogan, a good friend of Hogan, had a lot of Hogan pictures, and I don't know if he's just senile. His last few years at my home course, he threw all the other clubs out of his pro shop and only sold Hogan club because he said those are the only thing worth selling. I think they got a new pro after a couple of years of that. But he was a big Hogan fan, and just, I mean, so I grew up, you know, he was a lot older than I was, but I got to see him play once or twice, and it's pretty neat. So.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to its release, and I'm sure everyone that's listening to us, this is another great secret of information that Dave is sharing with the golfing public, and you should definitely scoop it up when it's available. When do you think that's going to be available for print?
I'm hoping next month. There's a couple of training aids that help to do what's in the book, and it's not a blatant effort to sell training aids. And the last chapter of the book has got a way to where you can make your own training aids and do the stuff in the book without, you know, without a lot big expenditure. So or we sell them through the Putting Arc. So that'll work either way. But we're not just trying to sell training aids. I think the information of the book, I think, is just something you've never seen before, and it's quite interesting.
And I think everyone needs to pick up a copy when it comes out. And they'll be able to find that on theputtingarc.com?
Yeah, it'll be. We're going to start showing it there. You can probably pre-order them within the next week or so. So you can get some of the first editions if you order them. But it'll be a fun read for anybody. It doesn't take long. And I'll get you a copy. I thought it went through yesterday, but I'll make sure you get one pretty soon here.
I look forward to reading it. Dave, as always, thank you. We covered everything from Kevin Na to Ben Hogan this month. So, theputtingarc.com, Dave Hamilton in the Putting Corner. Thank you again, sir.
Okay, good talk to you, Alan. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, and we're back, or I should say I'm back from the Putting Corner. It's always great to chat with Dave Hamilton. His stories can go on forever. He is the official putting aid of Golf Talk Live, is the number one putting aid used out on all the tours. I think it's like 250 tour players use it. It's a phenomenal, it's actually sitting right here beside my desk. It's a phenomenal product. And the Hogan book that he's got coming out, Andrew Hogan, you could probably appreciate that.
Very much so. Very much so. I obviously have the homage of Ben Hogan, and clearly he had a special place because you got it on your wall, but
it's all over my wall.
You know, honestly, Ben Hogan is anyone can say is probably one of the greatest of all time. If, you know, not some people can make the argument if it wasn't due to certain issues that happened that he could have been the greatest. So very interesting. I can't wait to see it come out. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get a hold of it so I can be able to read it myself. Yeah, it was a phenomenal little interview over there in the Putting Corner.
Christian?
Yeah, like Andrew said, I think it's awesome to have Dave on. And, you know, hopefully Dave can come back on here in the near future. We'd love to have him back in the 19th hole.
Every month.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I was ecstatic over it, and I think it was a great interview, and hopefully there's more to come in the future.
So, Christian, where are the Champions Tour at? First tournament of the season for them. I believe they are.
I mean, they're still in Hawaii. They're still loving it over there. I'm doing my little dance over here now. They're still
aloha.
Yeah, aloha. They're still soaking up in the sun. But I mean, again, if you want to talk about a stacked field for a Champions Tour, I mean, you got everybody in there minus Phil, because Phil, I believe, is in the American Express this weekend, but. Everybody that you want, I mean, that you have such a big, this is arguably, I think, a major field, if you think about it, like a major championship field caliber, that this has that kind of atmosphere already, and it's over in Hawaii, and I'm excited to watch it.
Get 11 Hall of Famers, Andrew. I mean, Freddie Couples, Ernie Els, Tom Watson, Longer, it's star-studded, so that one will be fun to watch.
Very fun to watch. Champions Tour, like we've said before, is making a name for itself now that a lot of these guys that were some of the best of, you know, a lot of us growing up's generation. It'll be interesting. I'm definitely wishing that I was down in Hawaii versus up here in the cold. So they have me beat there as well. But yeah, you know, it's going to be fun to watch.
Christian, the ladies, the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champion, Lake Buena Vista, being played at the Four Seasons Resort. It is their first event of 2021. Mm-hmm. No cut. And one thing that is radically different is COVID restrictions. They are actually, unlike the West Coast Swing for the PGA Tour, they're actually having the Celebrity Pro-Am. The whole premise of this event is celebrities. Approximately 50 to 60 celebs play with the ladies 4 day. They have the celebs have their own Stableford competition, which John Smoltz, yeah, has won that the last 2 years. He's a stick. John, by the way, you're welcome to come on. We don't discriminate against baseball players either. So you're welcome to come on. We'd love to chat with you about some golf, but get any thoughts about the ladies this week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously first tournament of 2021 for them. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, I know with COVID going on still and stuff like that, I think it's actually pretty great that they have the celebrities coming in. Obviously, they're going to take the necessary precautions and stuff like that. So it'll be fun to watch. And, you know, again, like we've mentioned already for the other two tours, it's stacked again. I mean, all these, the ladies are going to come out, the ladies are going to be firing. And
yeah, you're Andrew, you're looking at the winners for the last 2 years is how they set this thing up. I mean, you've got the best of the best. If they all make it, they may not all be playing. Gabby Lopez, last year's champion, winning in a three-way playoff. But yeah, should be a stellar field.
I mean, it's always like we talked about the, obviously the Century Tournament of Champions. We're going again a little bit backwards to go forwards. With the PGA, obviously changed it up a little bit where they didn't have all champions. But when you have a tournament that is purely based on, you know, champions, past champions, whatever the case may be, it adds a little bit of a little bit of a pizzazz or a little bit of extra flair as to the tournament. And it makes it more major-esque, even though it's not a official, I guess you would say. So all in all, it'll be interesting. I do find it very intriguing that the women are able to have the celebrity status, you know, stuff, and the men aren't. But
whoa, you're gonna dial into politics.
No. I'm not dialing into anything. I think it's really unique that one can have it, the other one can't. I would have thought for sure that if one didn't, the other one didn't, just for safety protocol. But they think they have a way to figure out how to keep everyone safe, which is the most important thing, and that's, you know, obviously ideal. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I actually, in speaking with Tony Leodora, who's on assignment down in Florida, he's telling me that everybody's out and about, that and thankfully COVID is not as rampant as it is still in some other states with cases. So I guess the LPGA felt it was safe. They're practicing appropriate protocols, and I'm glad to see some degree of normalcy. Don't you agree, Christian?
No, I agree. And going off of what you're pointing out, it's. I think it all depends on where these tour events are happening too. Obviously, Florida, as opposed to California, Florida's in a lot better situation from that I think than California is with COVID cases. So obviously, the necessary precautions were taking place before they made that official announcement. So I think it's great, and you know, I'm happy to kind of get back to normal here for a week and watch the celebrities come back in and play, and go back from there. So,
yeah. Go ahead. You're I cut you off.
You did. So, I'm going to go ahead and jump on it early here and get my pick in because you allowed me to, he goes Ricky Fowler. You go Justin Thomas every week. I go Daniel Kang. So there you go. Danielle is going to win this
Shocking.
Week.
Shocking. It's almost like, and it's it, like, a,
and I will tell you, and I will tell you this, and I got enough firsthand knowledge from Mike Armel. Lydia Ko has been striping it.
Hey, before Christian can talk, then I take my Lydia pick.
Dang it!
No, I'm still sticking with Danielle. But if you want to jump on,
no, I already took it. I already took it. I jumped on it. If Mike's saying that she's striping it, then before you even finish, Lydia Ko is my pick because I trust Mike's judgment of game.
Mike, what Mike, that means is Andrew didn't have a pick, and he's with Lydia
I'm
Ko.
Going with the inside information. I need to make up points here, people. I have points to make up.
Folks, if you're listening for the first time, you don't know. Mike Armel is my closest friend in probably life as well as business. We attempted him, and it was an epic fail. we attempted to cut him, to bring him online here a couple of shows ago, and he is down in the Orlando area. He happens to be at a very nice club down there. Lydia Ko's at the other end of the range, just striping it. So there you go.
I'll say this before we have him back on. As maybe an early Christmas / birthday gift, we will be getting him an Ethernet cable, so that way we can maybe actually have him on air rather than him cutting out. But I have points to make up. You guys have at least won something or have come close. I have not, so I gotta do something. So I'm using all the insider info I can get.
Now, first off, Andrew took my pick. First off, however, though, I think Lydia is going
to
have
golf as proper as your ability to recover. So come on.
I agree. Personally, I like Stacey Lewis. She was my second pick this week. I just think Stacey has a great, you know, game tee to green, and I think that, you know, once when she kind of gets in that mindset that, you know, she's in, I do think she's very tough to stop. It's just a matter of her getting in that mindset and coming down the stretch, and hopefully she has a way to win.
All right, there you go. So if you're heading online, or you're heading to your local casino, sportsbook, whatever you're gonna do,
there you go. Put some money down, Lydia Ko. You heard it.
Lydia Ko. Oh no, Daniel Kang.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. The reality is, at the end of the day, whoever ends up winning is definitely rolling the rock. That's just that. That's it. End of story. You know, we've always talked about. We've had the putting corner. We've also had other great success with no other than the Perfect Practice putting mat, our other good friends that have helped us out along the way, big fans of the show. Before you even, and I'm surprised we've even got this long, we're now almost a half hour into this show, and we still have yet to have, you know, a single reference to my bad putting stroke. So I am surprised.
Notice how we don't bring it up.
You do. Yeah. I have audio proof from when Jay Karen has seen it live. So we'll call Jay back on the show. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've had great success with this, you know, partnership and sponsorship with these guys. They're great friends of the show. Obviously, if anyone can't see, I think you can still see it. It's in the back behind me. I get to use it every single day, roll it up, use it, roll it right back out, and then it's good to go. You definitely need to try this out using our code GTL15, again, GTL15, 15% off today on their site. Make sure to use that code so you can get that discount. That way you can practice on your putting too, and that way your friends don't make fun of you like they do me. So just trying to help everyone out that I can. There you go. There you have it. That's my shameless plug for the evening. And I'll say
this one time, maybe Ricky Fowler should invest in a Perfect Practice putting mat.
Oh,
I had to say it.
You did. Hey,
I had to because his putting's been atrocious. His putting's worse than Andrew's right now.
Look, I don't know why this just popped into my mind. If I were to describe Andrew's putting with an emoji, it's the one with the little tear coming.
or just be a skull because you never make anything.
Hey, I make plenty.
He's more likely to chip it in than he is making actually a 5-foot putt. So
I make it when it counts. When we have money on the line.
Sometimes.
Different story when the money's on the line. That's all I got
to say. and to clarify, it wasn't just Jay Karen. It wasn't Mike Carmel. It was Bruce Boudreau. It was Alex Tuck. It was a whole – I can keep name dropping, Andrew. We have thrown you under the proverbial putting mat bus. Everybody that comes on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have been apparently somehow dubbed the worst golfer of planet Earth despite – the score saying otherwise on our Pinehurst trip.
Cradle.
Yeah. Okay. Pitch and putt. All right. Let's talk real golf, but you know, it is what it is. So all in all,
veteran.
Yeah. Cradle veteran. There you go. But so obviously again, have to give them a great shout out. Always appreciate their support and us. And there you go. There you have it.
I'll just say, with all the tournaments that we got, Andrew and I got coming up, my back's already starting to hurt just because I know that I'm going to be carrying him this upcoming summer. So,
no, you got. I'm telling you,
got to work on the putting a little bit.
I'm coming out swinging here in 2021. That's the goal. I'm winning some tournaments.
Ricky. I hit balls again today, boys.
Yeah, if you hit the ball 100 yards, it doesn't really matter.
That's okay. Keep talking.
Uh, I did not hit balls today. It was a whiteout here in Syracuse, actually, unfortunately.
And before we have closing thoughts, as we approach yet number 18,
as we keep just going down the rabbit hole further and further. So
yeah, I cannot believe that we've gotten all the way to the close of the show, and you two are sitting there wearing hoodies, and I am wearing traditional golf garb. No comments whatsoever on that.
It looks terrible.
Well, I mean, if I may say, you do look phenomenal tonight. I'm just going to throw that one out there. I love the.
You
I love
don't have to shirt. Kiss his butt.
You know, and I look better than Andrew, obviously. At least.
Well, that's because you have the 19th hole sweatshirt on, which is available online on our website.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I obviously am repping the show here, but yeah, I mean, I look obviously better than Andrew. That's a given. But you look the best out of all of us, obviously.
Not even close. His collar's all whacked out, and it's.
What do you mean? He looks fine.
The collar needs to be out before. No, it doesn't look good. You need the collar out, then I maybe consider the look.
All right. Well, let's just go to let's wrap this thing up, Andrew. Okay. Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Closing thoughts, just real quick. Greatly appreciate all the support. Been following along. Looks like we continue week in, week out to be gaining subscribers and followers of our show. So it would not be possible without you guys as fans being able to do what we do. So thank you to everyone that is tuning in. If you guys have, like I mentioned before, if you have a friend, family member, or just someone even looking to take up the game, let them know about our show. We try to make this as much as we possibly can educational as well as fun for the average golfer, the person that is looking to take up the game. So love your help in getting out our name. My other closing thought real quick, obviously make sure you guys follow us on all of our social media. So on Instagram at Golf Talk Live, Twitter, Golf Talk_Live, and Facebook, Golf Talk Live. We do Monday and Thursday shows mainly on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but we can be found pretty much on every other major podcast outlet. Last little thing, obviously we made it through almost an entire one. So hopefully next week I will get through the entire show without getting busted on for my putting, but it's slowly decreasing. So I'm positive about that. So you guys have a good one. We will be chatting after the weekend, and Christian, your closing thoughts now, so I can stop rambling.
Yeah. As Andrew alluded, obviously hope you guys follow us on this incredible journey that we're doing right now. We got a lot of great stuff planned for 2021. And we hope that you guys are a part of it. Obviously, make sure to follow us and subscribe to us on all social media accounts, and continue to, you know, make us grow, because when you guys grow, or when we grow, you guys grow as well, because we're all one big family here. And we hope that you guys can continue to grow with us here in an incredible 2021. Obviously, make sure to, you know, go on our merchandise store to make sure that you guys can, you know, possibly just go check it out. There's a lot of great stuff on there, a lot of great prices and stuff like that. And we'd love for you guys to obviously be repping us, you know, wherever you guys are listening. Obviously I hope you guys have a great week, and hopefully Ricky continue to hopefully play well here moving forward. I'm waiting for him to break out, so, but it'll happen over time. So
one last thing, just because you did mention the merch store, ladies and gentlemen, we have only a few days left on our 15% discount for opening the store on our website. So please make sure, if you are looking for the merch, get on that ASAP. It's definitely great quality stuff. So want to make sure I let everyone know, because again, we're always talking about ways we can make people save on products. Want to make sure you can save on our merchandise if you're going to be supporting us. So go over to you now, and I apologize for cutting in.
That's quite all right. All right. So folks, I'm excited. Golf is the West Coast swing has begun. They're obviously in the desert. Next week, they're at Torrey Pines. Our friend Elisa Kazar will be doing her social media routine there, and hopefully, maybe we can have her hop on and tell us how everything is going. Andrew, both of you guys mentioned our Instagram. Let me just also reiterate: we have the Instagram contest going on for our January product of the month, which is the bottle tea. It's being run on our Instagram page. Go over there, enter the contest. Great little prize. The bottle tea will be ready for distribution sometime in mid-February. And looking ahead to next week is actually an unusual year, an unusual event in a continuation of an unusual year, as the virtual PGA merchandise show takes place. Our partner, co-host Tony Leodora, the traveling golfer himself, is actually going to be showcasing Tony's top 10. That'll probably be on the 28th, Thursday the 28th show. But great stuff, great product. Don't miss that. And we appreciate you being with us here on our Thursday show. Going to be some great golf this week. Christian?
You got to start it out. You got to start it out. I always finish it.
You actually ruined this so badly. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Alan always starts it out, and then I always come
up. I was going to see if you could just take the lead. Christian, hit it long and straight.
Because it beats short and crooked.
All right, folks. We'll talk to you soon.
When it comes to great golf in Philadelphia's western suburbs, the conversation always turns to Bella Vista Golf Course. This must-play facility, designed by Jim Blaukovich, is known for its great layout and even greater conditions. It's also home to La Masseria, an elegant facility for weddings, banquets, and private parties. For more information, go to bellavistagc.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Mainland Golf Course in Harleysville and Morgan Hill in Easton.